deeds and good deeds.
Aku harus.
But it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di kraton.
According to Bagdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diaku oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Here's the news read by Ray. First, the headlines. Indonesia launches Danantara to optimize state-owned assets and national economic growth. House hopes Danantara to become a strong financing institution. Free nutritious meal program serves more than 2 million beneficiaries and covers 38 provinces. And now the news in details. Danantara, the Indonesian government's sovereign wealth fund, was officially launched with the main mission as a strategic investment instrument to optimize the assets of state-owned enterprises and accelerate national economic growth. More information to be delivered by Dora Pardede.
Danantara, the Indonesian government's sovereign wealth fund, was officially launched by President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, on Monday. In a press statement after the launch of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency, CEO of Danantara, Rosan Roslani, revealed the president's message that the agency should be run with proper central governance, good governance, prudence, transparency, and integrity. Rosan Roslani explained that Danantara has a mission as a government instrument in increasing and accelerating national economic growth that is inclusive and sustainable and has a major impact for the benefit of the Indonesian people.
Karena misinya sudah jelas bagaimana tadi sampaikan bahwa
Because the mission is clear, as you said, that Danantara can be an instrument of the government to increase and accelerate the sustainable and inclusive growth of Indonesian economy. That is the first thing, and of course, this mission must have a big impact, which is positive, not only for us in Danantara, but also to other stakeholders, but most importantly, for the benefit of Indonesian people, in accordance with the mandate in the Article 33, stated by the President. That is our guide.
Kami yang ada di Danantara dan juga kepada pemangku stakeholders lainnya, tapi yang paling penting adalah untuk kepentingan rakyat Indonesia sesuai dengan amanat yang berada dalam pasal 33 yang tadi disampaikan oleh Bapak Presiden. Itu adalah pegangan kami.
Rosan Rosani further explained that in an effort to maintain transparency and accountability, Danantara has established an organizational structure consisting of a supervisory board, advisory board, oversight committee, audit committee, investment committee, and ethics committee.
Stakeholders lainnya, tapi yang paling penting adalah untuk kepentingan rakyat Indonesia sesuai dengan amanat yang berada dalam pasal 33 yang tadi disampaikan oleh Bapak Presiden. Itu adalah pegangan kami.
Rosan Rosani further explained that in an effort to maintain transparency and accountability, Danantara has established an organizational structure consisting of a supervisory board, advisory board, oversight committee, audit committee, 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 committee.
Listener, you're still listening to Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia. Right now we are experiencing some technical difficulties. Please enjoy some songs that we would like to play for you. So make sure to stay tuned with us on Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Cukupkah bahasa tubuhku? Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia,
listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk. Akudapa, or when the rotten has broken the two tips of the rotten must meet, means that sometimes they have to compete. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening.